Maybe we could start with a word of prayer. Lord, as we come to you again today, we thank you for the beautiful weather that you've given us so much to enjoy. Thank you that we can be gathered here together again like this. Pray that we wouldn't take it for granted, but that we could look to you. Pray that you would speak through me and guide and direct everything I say. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. A couple weeks ago, I heard a sermon on facing our giants in life, and it stuck with me. I've been thinking of it the last while, so this morning we're going to look at an example of facing our giants in life. We're going to look at the example of David and Goliath and pull a few points from that. So we're going to read a bit here in 1 Samuel chapter 17, the account of David and Goliath. Starting 1 Samuel 17, starting in verse 1. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle and were gathered together at Shechem, which belongeth to Judah, and pitched between Shechem and Azekah, and I don't know how to say that word. And Samuel and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had greaves of brass upon his legs, and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spearhead weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went before him. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel, and said unto them, Why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am I not a Philistine, and ye the servants of Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight me and to kill me, then we will be your servants, but if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us. And the Philistines said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. And Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistines and were dismayed and greatly afraid. Pausing there, we see Goliath. You see they're coming together to fight a battle. And we see Goliath is coming down. And he's approximately 9 feet tall, so he's pretty tall. Sure, he was big and burly, probably pretty scary looking. Everyone was scared of him, and they ran from him when they heard him speak. Now, if we can imagine Goliath as a giant in our life, who knows what it may be, whether it be physical or spiritual, we all have them. We have to face them, whether we want to or not. We can run from them, but eventually we're going to have to face them. Because skip reading all that happened between there, but we know David came into the picture when he had to bring some food to his brothers. And from the research I found, I don't know if it's true or not, David was about 5 feet tall. So Goliath was a good 4 feet taller than him, so looked pretty scary in my mind. And he offers to go against him, and we can see that everyone, the army, mocks him and says, you kidding me? You can't go against him. And even Saul said, you can't do that. He's way bigger than you are. But still, David didn't let that fail him. Same as we shouldn't let the people in our lives that may say we can't tackle the next battle in our life or take the next step in it scare us. He was confident the Lord was on his side and was going to fight for him. Then we jump to verse 31. We're going to read here to verse 53, it says, when the words were heard which David spake, and they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent them for him. And David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight this Philistine. And Saul said to David, Thou art able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he's a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, Thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and he smote him and delivered him out of his hand. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defiled the armies of the living God. And David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. And Saul armored David with his armor, and he put a helmet of brass upon his head, and also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off of him. And he took a staff in his hand, and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And the Philistine looked and saw David, and he disdained him, for he was but a youth, and ruddy, and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his God. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh to the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. This day the Lord will deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give it to the carcasses and the host of Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and unto the wild beasts of the earth. And all that earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass, when the Philistines arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag, and took thence a stone, and slang it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine, and took a sword and drew it out of the sheath therefore, and slew him, and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled and ran. And the men of Israel and of Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines until they came to the valley and to the gates of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell there down by the way of Sherem, even unto Gath and unto Ekron. We see here David just saw Goliath as another battle that he's fought already in life, whether it was a lion or a bear. Yeah, he looked a little more scary. He had a sword, but he seen him just as another battle, and then Saul came and gave him his armor. But David flatly refused him and told him, his trusty sling, he's proved it. He knows what he can do. He knows his equipment. He can do it. When he approached Goliath, he yelled and mocked David, saying, you can't do it. The devil likes to make our giants look big in life and tell us we can't do it and scare us down and let us live in defeat. But David didn't back down. He took on the challenge. He ran to meet him and slew his giant. And when he had got him down, to make sure he didn't come back alive, he went and cut off his head because he didn't want that giant reoccurring. And the same in the giants in our life. We need to slay them, but when they fall, we need to also cut off their heads and make sure they won't come back to haunt us later in life. So that's what I've been thinking about lately. So, make sure we fight the giants in our life.